Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What up, Grandpa Goo? Come on, man. Oh, boy. Have some fun. Festus Ezeli wears outfits. We joke with him. He doesn't take it seriously. What happened to people? Good Festus, man. Jeez, no wonder comedians are getting canceled left and right. Everybody's saying, you know, Guru wears these Argyle sweaters and everything like that. And they're all hip and we have fun. Him. But then people are coming down my road, Fezzy, for throwing some shade his way. That's all. I'm just roasting him. That's all. Festus, good morning, man. How are you?
Man, good morning. Wow. The morning roast is the morning comedy show? No, comedy roast?
The morning roast is turning into the morning sensitivity training. I don't know. Nobody wants to. Oh, my God. We can't make jokes anymore. Oh, gosh. Festus joining us on the River Islands guest line. Definitely not making jokes. A lot of Warriors. We've taken a lot of calls about what's transpired, but they do get the big win against Minnesota. A feel-good win for everybody. And it's Steph with this message. He actually had me fired up, Festus, because that's an old champion who was saying, hold up for a second. Just because we're saying mortgage in the future, we're not quitting on a season, and you better believe that I'm not accepting being on the average team. Hearing that from Steph Curry the other night, I had a little pep on myself yesterday and today because it feels like he means business, and it's not done yet.
Yeah, Bonte, I think Steph came out there and, you know, he has shown us all season long that he still has a lot left in his tank. And it's really hard for me because, like, obviously I play with Steph. So I got to see him in the throes of battle. And I see him, like, you know, I understand that he's somebody who's competitive. So to hear people question that because of some statements that you can read either way. Like, when I heard the statements that he made, I thought he was saying, listen, like, I'm actually taking some heat off of Mike Dunleavy. Like, you know, you don't have to make some crazy trade. Kind of like how the Miami Heat are saying, we're not going to make some crazy trades because we're desperate and ruin our chances completely. Like, we're going to still be in a place of power and make a decision from a place of power. It's just tough for fans because I think right now the Warriors have been going through, they've been going through a lot, man. They played 24 games in the clutch, meaning that those games have been close at the end, and they've lost half of those games. And the Warriors fans are used to the Warriors winning those games. You just have to take into consideration the fact that they've been dealing with a lot of, you know, they're aging, and, you know, the guys have been in and out of the roster. They depend on the young guys to help them, give them the athleticism to be boosted to get some of these wins, and some of those young guys have been hurt. So there's just a lot of things that have been going on for the Warriors, and they're trying to right the ship. But don't ever mistake that for the fact that they don't want to win. Like, that's not the Warriors you've known for the last 10, 12 years. That's, you should understand that by now.
Yeah, we'll get to, like, maybe how one of the players might feel after Steph said that. But walk me through the mindset of a guy who maybe does get stapled into all of these trade rumors and things online. Like, you know, B and I talk about hazards of professions. You know, if you're an electrician, you can get electrocuted. Like, that's a hazard of the profession. If you're in our industry, you get critiqued online nonstop. If you're an NBA player, people are constantly critiquing you, throwing you in the trade machine. It doesn't mean it's easy, though. So take me through the mindset of someone who maybe is a part of, you know, of a team, and you're the guy being talked about in trade rumors, or one of your teammates is. How difficult is that? Like, the reality of actually going through that.
I mean, in any business, you want to feel valued, yes. But I think in today's age, more than ever, with the rise of social media, like, you have people asking interview questions to NBA players based on things they see on Instagram, based on things they see on social media. So social media is playing a role like never before in sports. So it's really hard to ignore when you see or hear these trade rumors, and you know, there's direct access to players where you can DM them and say what you want to say. So it's really hard to ignore. But I think, you know, through it all, like, if you look at the organization, like, one thing I noticed, even through all the frustrations and through everything, like, you still see this organization, you know, taking the high road, and everyone's still, you know, saying that the vibes of the team is still very strong. Like, guys are still sticking together and trying to find a way through it. Those are the qualities. Those are the qualities of a team that has a chance to overcome. You know, it's always hard when you are thrown into a trade rumor because you start feeling like you are isolated. You feel like, you know, you got to look out for yourself. But when you hear the team and the Warriors talk about them, this season so far and these tough times where they've been going through a tough stretch, like they're still sticking together. Like guys are still trying to find ways to win. Like you've seen guys come off the bench and still be engaged and try to help the team win. So one thing I will say to Warriors fans, like I get it. This is a tough time. There's a lot of things that you want. Like you want to make a trade. You want to, but you've seen some teams make some trades. Like you've seen Minnesota Timberwolves make a trade because they just wanted to do something and they did something because they felt like they could have changed the momentum of the team, and it seems like they've taken a step back this season and their chemistry is not where it was last season defensively or offensively. So I think that's part of what the Warriors are saying. Like they're still trying to figure things out within the system, and that's something that you can actually you can build off of. You can build off some good chemistry. You can build off guys getting healthy as the season comes along. You can still try to find ways to get guys together. But they're not saying they don't want to make a trade. They just want to make one that's going to make them better and not in a desperate situation.
So when Steph comes out and says what he says, how does that resonate for players? Like, metaphorically, I mean, does that make them feel better? Or is it just, that's our leader talking? Does it calm the waters? How does that really resonate in the locker room?
I mean, the same way Bonte felt. Bonte said he was fired up after that. I mean, it's not just enough to talk, right? I think everybody, like, you want to hear people speak and give this big speeches, but Steph has not really been a talker. That's why it was so out of the norm to hear all these things happen in the past few days, you know, when you hear, but it's a question that you have to answer. Like, when someone comes to you and asks you a question point blank about trades and all these things that are happening in the middle of you losing, like, yeah, you answer the question. And I think Steph is saying, listen, yo, we want to win at the end of the day. And he comes out there and he gives you 30 points. And he's on fire from the start of the game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Warriors still have something. They beat a tough Minnesota Timberwolves team over there. And they still have an ability to win games. And what I see is Steph Curry backing it up and holding it down till Draymond gets back, till Jonathan Kuminga gets back, till, you know, GP2 and Pods. All these guys are getting healthy. And when they do, I think the Warriors will be in a little bit of a different spot than they're in right now.
Festus Ezeli here on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop with Festus Ezeli, an NBA champion. Of course, Warriors pre- and post-game. You talk about outfits, man. My guys, he's dressing down to the nines, man. You're taking your game up to, you stepped your game up on another level here. But Fezzi, we're talking about the team and guys coming back and all the different lineups. What is it, 23 different starting lineups? How difficult is it as a player on any team, let alone the Golden State Warriors, to gain consistency when you don't know whether you're starting or coming off the bench or whether you're playing 30 minutes or 15 minutes? How difficult is that for a pro? As the fans may say, hey, plug and play, plug and play. This guy's ready to roll. How difficult is that for a player when you don't really know what your role is?
No, it's tough for any basketball player to not understand his role as the course of the season goes on. Because, you know, you need to understand, like, you know, when you're going to come into the game, as the season goes along, you become a creature of habit. Knowing, you know, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to impact the game. You've seen Buddy come off the bench. You've seen him start. You've seen JK come off the bench. You've seen him start. You've seen Draymond come off the bench. You've seen him, like, you know, everybody has had to play different roles, try to figure out a way to right the ship this season. And with the Golden State Warriors, it's even more imperative because, like, you see it's a read and react offense. And people have to have chemistry. Like, I'll go all the way back to the, you know, the Andre Iguodala, Barbosa, Sean Livingston. Like, that second unit would come into the game. Like, they were the second unit with myself, Barbosa, Mo Space. Like, this is like a first unit on most teams. But we had the chemistry. We built the chemistry over time from training camp to the middle of the season. And then when the playoffs came around, we were able to succeed as well. So I think the team just hasn't had enough chemistry. Now, coming into the season, like, there weren't a lot of high expectations coming into the season because people still felt like they were a long shot from the championship teams of old. But as you saw in 2022, the Warriors just really need a puncher's chance, right? They just need to be able to get into the playoffs, get the right matchups, those things. But they also need to be playing well at the right time. in that season, that was when I started doing this broadcasting gig. I came on, and halfway through the season, there were all these panics. The Warriors weren't playing well. But they were holding on to the start of the season when they were playing well, when they were number one defense in the league, when they were scoring. So they have a little bit of a sample size in the 12-3 start of the season. They can hold on to that, but I really would love to see them healthy. I would love to see them playing well, come All-Star break, come post-All-Star break, like really gelling. Obviously, the Warriors are not a 20th offense in the NBA. Like, it's insane to say that's a Warriors, Steph Curry-led offense. So, to me, what I see is a team that's currently lacking a little bit of confidence, and that happens when you lose some games. 24 clutch games means that they are in these games. They're in a lot of these games. At the start of the season, they beat the Celtics. They beat Oklahoma City Thunder. And right now, they're really struggling. And confidence low is being in a clutch game with the Toronto Raptors and losing that game. So in the middle of everything, I think Steph is just saying, wait, hold up now. Like, this is not us. And let's find a way to get this shit right.
Yeah. I'm watching. Obviously, the offense needs to improve. Like, you're referencing it. You need bucket getters. But there is something about these energy guys, whether it's Barbosa back in the day, JTA, GP2 at times has been an energy guy. I'm watching Gui Santos, and I'm not here to say that he's some elite player or he's going to be a star or even a starter. I don't even know what he is. But he brings something to the table. Like, I really like what this guy brings. I think he's got to – so hard. You got to find a way to get him in there. I think he can be one of your 8 or 9 in the rotation. I like – his energy, he can knock down a shot, he hustles, he's a willing passer, he'll scrap it up, he's active on the glass. I think they have a little something there with Gui Santos. What do you like about him?
I love Gui Santos' activity level. I think that when you lack talent on the floor completely, and don't get me wrong, Gui Santos is a talented player, but I think, you know, when the Warriors are playing small ball, like, you need to have those scrappy guys who are going to go above and beyond, because when you're playing smaller, you have bigger guys on other teams that have a length advantage. So what you lack in size, you have to make up for in other departments. So when you have guys come into the game, a Jonathan Kuminga, and you have him mixed with Andrew Wiggins, and they have this length and athleticism, that makes up for it. When you have Gui Santos comes into the game and he has that hustle, you see him go get third, fourth, extra possessions for the Warriors, that's only going to help the offense. So that's what you need from a lot of the guys coming off the bench. You got to be able to play with a lot of energy. Right now, the Warriors are really leaning in on the small ball lineup. And if you do that, you got to have guys come in the game and really impact the game. You got to play fast, for one. The pace has got to be up. You got to take care of the ball. And you got to shoot a high percentage. The whole point of going small ball is you got to have shooters on the floor. You got to have playmakers on the floor. You got to have guys that can drive by people. That's what the Warriors' offense should be right now, and that's what they need to get back to, where it's you know, cutting, moving, and then you can confuse the defense and you can score and take advantage of that. The Warriors are letting other teams dictate pace, and guys like Gui Santos are coming in the game and really showing you, man, I can hustle and get on the floor and make an impact in the game.
Fezzi, if they had to add anything to this roster, and obviously Kuminga's going to come back in a week or two, we'll see about Draymond Green Saturday against the Wizards. Then we'll have the game within the game that you always like to reference, Fezzi Fell, which is coming to town. But if they had to add something, whether shooting, size, a 3-and-D guy, what would you like to see Mike Dunleavy and the Warriors add at the deadline if there is something to add?
I think I would love to see the Warriors add somebody who is quick, can get by defenders at will. Somebody that you go back to the 2022 championship team. Like, what was the difference between then and now? Well, Jordan Poole and what he did in that roster, his ability to break down defenses. You can say what you want about his offensive numbers in the playoffs, but he, every time he drove down the lane, every time we were in transition, the Warriors were, every time, you know, they got a defensive stop, the ball was being pushed the other way quickly. And I think, you know, whether it's somebody else doing that or the roster currently doing that, they have to find a way to start pushing that pace again, because that's the Warriors' strength. That's one. I've been loving TJD's activity level. I think TJD has been incredible. He is undersized every night. So if you have another backup big that's bigger, someone who can block shots just like that and you know, catch lobs and give them a size advantage inside. Because when you start thinking about the playoffs, you're thinking about guys like Jared Allen, you're thinking about guys like Chet Holmgren, all these guys who have a huge advantage. So it'd be nice to have a stretch big who can stretch the floor to give the Warriors a different look as the course of the game goes on. So, it's, you know, these are all the things that you think about when you look at a roster. So when they talk about Jimmy Butler or they talk about Zion Williamson, they talk about, you know, Jordan Poole, any of these guys that I've seen in trade rumors, it's for the Warriors about it's about adding more scoring and giving the Warriors an advantage in that end.
Festus Feasts, the little videos that you're doing. You know what? It was a trip. So Buena Vista is like an old school spot, and everybody knows it's the home of the Irish coffee.
Yeah.
Pretty cool spot, huh, man?
You know, I'll say this about the Bay Area. So, since I've moved back a couple of years ago, the Bay Area, it's such an amazing place. It's been home for me for years. I played here. I have so many friends and relationships here, and it gets so much bad publicity. You know, everywhere that's not here, people don't understand how much love is here. They don't understand how much, you know, the pillars of the community that are here and keeping things going. All you hear is you hear things about the homelessness. All you hear is the bad news. So my job with my platform, I want to use it to share, you know, the stories of all these amazing people, amazing businesses. And Festus Feast is one way to do that. You know, it's a food show where we're going to be going around the Bay Area. We're going to be talking to these business owners. We're going to be trying the amazing food. That's one of the staples of the Bay. I think the Bay has the best food in the country. And that's the part of it that I want to share with people so they understand. We have a lot of incredible events coming in. I'm part of the Bay Area Host Committee that brings all these big events to the city. It's the Super Bowl. It's the All-Star Game coming here in a few weeks. It's the Laver Cup and the World Cup. And when people come, I want people to see the Bay for what it is. Like, the Bay is amazing. Like, we have our own culture. We have our own slang. We have our own food. We have, you know, we have incredible things that people should walk away feeling like, man, like, I really misjudged what the Bay Area is about. And if I can show some of that through my social media, through an Instagram or YouTube or whatever, or through our broadcast, if we can tell the stories of the Bay so people understand coming in that they should have a lot of high expectation, then that's what my goal is. Shout out to Buena Vista Cafe, one of the staples of the community. Incredible Irish coffees. I didn't know what that was until I tried it. And it's really, I'm not even a big coffee fan, and I love their Irish coffee. So thank you to them for having me. They sell about 2,000 of those a day. Wow. That's how much love they have over there. People don't understand that there's a lot of cool businesses like this around. So please follow me on social media. Follow me at FezziFell on Instagram, at Festus Feast. And there's a food show coming. Hopefully, you know, y'all get to see and be a part of this journey with me.
Well, I know a restaurant you've talked a lot about, which is one of Shaq's favorite restaurants, Original Joe's.
It's my spot.
Oh, yeah. The Original Joe's has been amazing, man. They opened a new one in the Marina, Original Joe's. Mm-hmm. The pizza, the pasta. My favorite is the spicy rigatoni. We're there all the time, and they've been incredible. But it's just, you know, there's so many things like this. You know, I discovered a new one in North Beach. It's called Mona Lisa, and there's House of Nanking. Like, there's so many good restaurants. And so, please, people, if you have a favorite, yo, DM me, shout me out, let me know. I'll pull up over there, and I'll talk to the people. And hopefully, eventually, the goal is to sit with Warriors fans, and we could talk Dub basketball. We could, you know, we could do all these things and really create a community out of food, and that's what the Bay Area is about. Hopefully, I can be a part of this great community that we're building.
Nanking is off the hook. We're going to have to go to Tams and Pacifica. That's my spot.
Ooh, put me on.
Tams and Pacifica. It's got there the it best is. Pot stickers on the planet.
Festies love foods.
I do, Fezzy too.
Festus Feast.
See you soon, buddy.
We're going to do an episode together. Don't worry.
We're all going to do an episode together. We're going to do a lot of fun things, man, in the future, man, with the All-Star game coming around here in a few weeks. Can't wait for that. As you mentioned, the World Cup, the Laver Cup, the Super Bowl. A lot of things happening in the Bay Area. We're about to put a show up and show out, man, and show them that our city is no joke out here. And our region is no joke. No doubt about that. And there is some hope for the Warriors. Hopefully they can win their second in a row tomorrow night against the Wiz. Fezzy, good man. I'm surprised you got up so early.
As soon as they told me I got to talk to my guy, Bonte, of course I'm up. All Bonte right. is my point guard. I'm excited every time I get to talk to my point guard and get some strategies going for the Warriors. Oh, one more thing. I'm hosting the NBA Africa Luncheon. It's going to be at the Moscone Center on Friday afternoon, I think about 12 o'clock. And so these are all the big events that are coming in. Having all of NBA Africa, having the, you know, different presidents coming in, and, you know, the Adam Silver. These are big events that are going to be coming to the Bay. And I'm so happy that I get to be a part of these. I'm happy I get to showcase the Bay. And I'm happy that we get to represent. So everybody, please pull up to all the All-Star events. Look on the Warriors website. There's going to be events all over the Bay Area, not just San Francisco. It's going to be in Oakland. We got All-Star games. We got the G League All-Star games. We got the Rising Stars Challenge. All these things that are coming to the Bay. And then, you know, obviously as we go along, we have other things coming, but this is the first one, and I hope that we get to welcome everybody and really show them what the Bay is about, which is hospitality and love.
Love that. Love that, Fezzy Fel. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. Good stuff as always, man.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all.
Absolutely. Festus Azili, man, one of the good guys out here, man. Loves the community. He's down in L.A., too, helping out because L.A. was a home away from home for him as well. So, though, his lady's there from L.A., Shoshana. She's a great lady, and they're down there in L.A. doing their thing to help out with the fires and everything.